Good afternoon. It's my privilege to introduce to you Carlos Henderson, wide receiver we drafted in the third round from Louisiana Tech. Carlos is a very explosive guy. We really, really liked him on tape, his game film. He was a highly productive wide receiver. 82 catches, over 1,500 yards, 23 total touchdowns this past year. One of the things we really liked about him, he averaged 18.7 yards per catch, which not only did he catch some long balls, but his run after the catch, as far as making guys miss, was the best in college football with 48 missed tackle opportunities while he was running with the ball. So very excited to have an explosive guy join our offense and join the wide receiver core here with the Denver Broncos. Carlos is from New Orleans, Louisiana, went to McDonough 35 High School, who his head coach is Wayne Reese, who I've been knowing for 25 years. So I know Coach Reese got on him right and raised him right, and he went to Louisiana Tech, and now he's a Denver Bronco. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you, Carlos Henderson.
I'm just want to start off by saying I appreciate the Broncos for, and the organization for picking me up in the third round. You know, happy to be here, happy to be a Bronco. And Coach Tykes, you know, really appreciate them for, you know, believing in me to, you know, do some big things for the program. So I just wanted to say I thank the organization for picking me up in the program.
Yeah, Carlos, one of the concerns, I guess, you'd have gone higher except the competition you played against. Did you have offers from bigger school? How'd you end up at Louisiana Tech?
I was committed to Utah as a junior, but I had a couple of, when I decommitted from that, I had offers like Arizona State, Memphis, Illinois. That was probably my three biggest schools I had, but, you know, like you said, you know, just the competition level. But, you know, that's why I played with a chip on my shoulder the whole season, you know, worked hard day in and day out. So, I met Jabbar Jalouk, you know, they had a great coaching staff at Louisiana Tech, and everybody, you know, they care for you and things like that. So I just felt like that was the right college for me.
Coach, do you think you can be a returner immediately, and how do you see your role developing moving forward?
Yes, sir. I'm here to help the organization. You know, I do think I could be a returner. I'm just here to do whatever Coach Tykes and the head coach tell me to do at 100% full effort. You know, I'm here to help the organization. So, as the season goes on, you know, expect to you know, play receiver or whatever like that. So, yes, sir.
Carlos, congratulations. Sometimes as offensive players get better, their willingness to play special teams decreases. What is it about you that even as you excelled at offense, you still wanted to play special teams?
Because like you said, you know, special teams for me is just important as running the route and blocking for the running back that's getting the ball. So, like I said, I'm here to help the team, whatever the team want me to do. You know, I'm a team player. So, like I said, I take special teams just as serious as I take running the route and catching the ball. Yes, sir.
Carlos, you bring, looks like, a running back's mentality as a receiver. What is that? How has that translated as a receiver? And what is the key to those yards after the catch? Physical, speed, what do you attribute it to?
I played running back my whole life. I just started playing receiver as soon as I got to Louisiana Tech. So I just been playing receiver for 4 years. So that explains, like, the running after the catch and everything, you know. But in this game, you got to be physical. You got to be tough or you won't last in this game of football. So, you know, that's why I'm physical and tough. And, you know, I'm here to help the team in whichever way I can.
Carlos, you had 326 yards and 5 touchdowns against UMass. Do you think you can do that in the pros in a single game?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm just here to help the team and put the organization in the best place possible. You know, give them my full effort, do everything coaches ask me to do at 100%. So, yes, sir.
You said you played running back your whole life and 4 years at receiver. Where do you term your receiver development at this point in your career?
I'm still growing as a receiver, but I learned a lot as a receiver. I've been working on everything, especially this offseason and the 4 years I've been at Louisiana Tech playing receiver. So, you know, as I keep playing receiver, I'm progressively getting better and better every day.
One of the things that's a theme of John Elway's offseason is adding some toughness to the roster, guys with a nasty streak. And I'm just wondering how you think you fit that bill.
Yes, sir. Like I said, you got to be physical and tough to play this game. That's why I feel like I'm physical and tough, you know, blocking and everything. You know, you got to be fit. Like I said, you got to be physical. You got to be tough to last in this game of football, especially at this level, at the highest level of football. So it's important, you know, that you play like Mr. Elway, you know, tough, physical, with a just nasty mindset, you know, not scared to put your helmet in another defender's chest. So, yes, sir.
So, Carlos, you played a lot of running back. You lined up wide at Louisiana Tech. The Broncos need somebody in the slot pretty desperately. Where are you most comfortable, and has the team talked to you about moving you around on the field in different formations?
I feel like I could play any position they put me at. I could play anywhere around the field. Like I said from the beginning, you know, I'm here to help the organization. So wherever the coach need me to go, X, Y, Z, F, wherever coach need me to go, I'm going to make sure I do everything he asks me to do to my best ability.